when we sold pinto beans in gunny sacks.
Okay. What are they made out of around here?
Burlap.
Burlap. Do people just call them burlap bags then, too?
Mostly gunny sacks.
Okay. do you have a long sort of piece of leather with a handle on it? And
a whip?
Yeah, is that something? Obviously, ranchers are going to use that, I bet. Do you ever hear a quirt?
Mm-hmm.
That's something. Is that
a quirt is a little different than a whip. Usually the whip that I grew up with,
yeah.
we made what we had. Our whip would be like a piece of a pitchfork that broke off with a piece of leather strap from an old harness on
right,
it.
Right.
And then we would thread some wire through a hole toward the slot through the end of it.
Uh-huh.
And we used them to kill rattlesnakes with.
Oh, really?
When I walked to school, we would kill as high as 23 rattlesnakes in a day.
Wow.
And so they claim that once those fangs hit that leather, they'll stay in there and they can kill you 10 or 20 years from the time that a fang goes into leather.
Really?
Until that poison stays in there.
Wow, that's amazing.
But your quirt is a leather that's braided together. This is my son.
Did they use sharpening stones much on the farms that you remember, or ranches?
Different ones.
Is that what people call them, sharpening stones, or was there other names for them?
Well, we had a grindstone.
Okay, that's one of those big.
That was that had the pedals on it, and as you pedaled it, like the old treadled sewing machine, you know, the stone went around.
Yeah.
Usually a part of a tire underneath that to hold the water in, so that the stone was going in the water to sharpen.
Precisely. I remember that stone from my grandmother's non-working farm at the time, but I don't remember the. Yeah, that would make sense to have something that would help.
My dad done a lot of his own soldering.
Mm-hmm.
And blacksmith work.
Oh, really? Yeah, that would come in handy then. I guess that you'd have to have that.
And so we did use that grinding stone a lot, and you know, to sharpen the plowshares and knives. And
yeah, the kids like to play with them. I know when I was a kid, I liked to just sort of play with it. And
that was just fun. Great fun to turn that and the separator. Get the separator going really good and let loose of the handle. You get in trouble like you didn't.
Yeah, I've seen some of those separators. I didn't. The big thing when I was a kid was using those ringers that Mom.
The ringer type washer?
Yeah, and as a kid, I remember, you'd have to test it, and then I do remember one time going, oh, my mom came running out. I'm like, my arm's caught, but no harm that I can think of. Actually, these are two different things. Do you ever see any of these, something that looks like this on the farm that's made out of wood, that either looks like this or like this?
Are you talking about a tongue of a wagon or?
I was thinking about something you might use to do carpentry with or something. You know, maybe stick a board on here and then cut it or something. Does that look familiar? Either of these look familiar to you?
Something you might have seen. Yeah, kind of. And we used to make something similar to this that we run on the road to smooth it out.